In this bulletin, the competition watchdog to investigate the banking sector over its refusal to pass on interest rate cuts to customers in full. Labor says the government's foreign policy agenda is disturbingly lightweight, and the federal government accidentally releases its media talking points to the media. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. The federal government has asked the competition watchdog to investigate the banking sector over its refusal to pass on interest rate cuts to customers in full. The ACCC has been ordered to investigate mortgage pricing and report back next year. It comes after the Reserve Bank of Australia cut interest rates for the third time this year. ACCC Chair Rod Sims says the move will make the sector more transparent.
The banking sector is a very important one. The mortgage rates that consumers pay are often the most important financial transaction that they make. We want to make sure that customers, consumers, community really understand exactly how banks make their decisions.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the Big Four banks have only passed on the equivalent of three quarters of the RBA's latest cuts. He's told the Nine Network consumers are paying far more for their mortgages than they should.
It's costing someone with a $400,000 mortgage around $500 higher interest payments than they otherwise should have to pay if these last three rate cuts were passed on in full.
Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong has criticised Prime Minister Scott Morrison's foreign policy agenda, labelling it disturbingly lightweight. Senator Wong specifically criticised Mr Morrison's approach to China's growing influence in the Pacific. She says Australia needs to be strategic and measured with its response to China, while also managing differences in the relationship.
There will be occasions, given China's increased assertiveness, where we have to manage difference more. And I think you point to one of those areas. The important point about managing difference is you have to do that sensibly and with a plan. And my concern is that the Prime Minister has not evinced that seriousness.
Pauline Hanson's One Nation will not vote on what it's calling non-critical legislation in the Senate until the federal government does more to help dairy farmers. One Nation, which controls two key crossbench votes in the Senate, wants the dairy industry re-regulated amid intense pressure on producers due to farm gate prices. Senator Hanson has drafted legislation to re-regulate the dairy industry, a proposal the federal government has rejected. The Prime Minister's office has accidentally sent out the coalition's confidential talking points to the media. The points covered various sensitive issues, including Medivac laws and the defence of Liberal MP Gladys Liu over her alleged links to the Chinese Communist Party. The document also contained a series of anticipated questions from journalists, including drought policy, rising carbon emissions, and inadequacy of the New Start allowance. A man who spent nearly two decades in prison for the murder of a police officer before he was found not guilty has been awarded more than $7 million in compensation. David Eastman, now 74 years old, spent 19 years in jail after being convicted of killing ACT Police Chief Colin Winchester. The conviction was quashed in 2014 after a judicial inquiry found he suffered a miscarriage of justice based in part on flawed evidence. He faced a retrial last year where a jury found him not guilty of murder. Syria's Kurdish people say government forces have agreed to help block a Turkish invasion, but there are fears the alliance could lead to clashes between Turkey and Syria. US President Donald Trump is preparing to remove troops from northern Syria, which would pave the way for Turkey to lead an attack because it views Kurds as terrorists. The Syrian army will deploy resources along the Turkish border as part of a deal with the Kurdish-led administration in northern Syria. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has criticised Western allies for standing by Kurdish forces. Despite the fact that we've been saying this for months, we come across those who threaten us with such subjects like economic sanctions and arms embargoes. Those who think they will turn Turkey back from its path have been mistaken, are mistaken. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 21. Rain forecast for Adelaide, 20. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 20 degrees. Hobart, showers increasing in 16. Canberra, sunny, 27. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, similar, 25. Newcastle, sunny in 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, sunny in 31. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.